8.4. You will hear a lecturer introducing students to the main organs of the human body. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to medical school. First, let us remind ourselves of the reason we are all here. The human body. The human body survives on air, food, and water. These are processed by several organs, which are all located in the main central part of the body, which is known as the torso. Today, we've only got a plastic model of a human torso. You'll have to wait a while before we let you get your hands on the real thing. Okay, let's look how this thing works. Air enters the body through the mouth and nose and is carried to the lungs through the trachea, commonly known as the windpipe. The lungs, and there are two of them, one on the left, one on the right, take oxygen from the air and put it into the blood. This oxygen-carrying blood is then pumped around the body by the heart via a series of tubes known as arteries and veins. Please note the location of the heart. It is in the centre of the chest, not on the left, as we often imagine. Now, in the lower part of the torso, the abdomen, we find a series of long tubes. These are your intestines. And again, you have two of them, a small intestine and a large intestine. The job of the intestine is to absorb nutrients from food you have eaten earlier and collect waste material before it is excreted. It usually takes food about 24 hours to pass through the intestine. Above the intestine is the liver. The liver is a large organ and has the important job of separating toxic from useful substances. The kidneys remove waste and pass it into the urine. The kidneys are located behind the intestine, and I think you can just see them at the back at either side there. Down at the bottom here, we have the bladder, a kind of bag where urine is collected. The bladder is emptied of urine when we urinate. Okay, any questions so far?